USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Curfews remain in effect in cities nationwide in an effort to curb the violent demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Relatives of George Floyd joined thousands of protesters in Houston, where he grew up.
This is amazing, all you guys out here. God bless you all.
The march to City Hall came as the state of Minnesota launched the civil rights investigation against the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation will review MPD's policies, procedures, and practices over the last 10 years to determine if the department has utilized systemic discriminatory practices towards people of color.
As demonstrations against police brutality continue from coast to coast, authorities are now trying to control incidents of violence and also looting. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Another former president is speaking out and calling for unity. George W. Bush, in a statement, says the answers to American problems are found by living up to American ideals. He says, "We've resisted the urge to speak out because this is not the time for us to lecture. It's a time for us to listen. It's a time for Americans to examine our tragic failures. Many doubt the justice of our country, and with good reason. Black people see the repeated violation of their rights without an urgent and adequate response from American institutions." Though the statement makes no mention of President Trump, its tone contrasts sharply with his public comments. Former President Barack Obama also recently released a statement about Floyd's death, saying last week that all Americans should work together to create a new normal in which the legacy of bigotry and unequal treatment no longer infects our institutions or our hearts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
There's a rush on guns and bullets right now in America. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
People buying more and more firearms amid protests over the killing of George Floyd, the unrest it's caused in the streets, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates that more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May, and that was an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of big gun makers have also been up recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Army scientists are testing coronavirus vaccines developed by outside laboratories, but also one created by the Army itself, and they're optimistic they'll have a vaccine ready by the end of the year. Using a virus isolated from the blood of a Washington State man who was the first U.S. death, Army researchers are testing vaccines in hundreds of mice, and researchers are also working to evaluate test vaccines produced by pharmaceutical companies under the White House's Operation Warp Speed. Human clinical trials could begin as soon as the end of summer. There are still other unknowns researchers have to contend with, including the possibility of reinfection and the wide variety of health outcomes for the infected. It's also too early to tell exactly how long the vaccine's effects will last after the patients receive it. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.